At 6:30, it is clear and 60 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The long-delayed Indian Cultural Museum in Oklahoma City has new life. Oklahoma City and the Chickasaw Nation now head the former state project. Former Gilcrease Museum Director James Pepper Henry is the new director of the yet-to-be-open facility.
We have incredible architecture with this facility, and we're going to have world-class visitor amenities as part of the visitor experience, and also incredible native art and history. And I think that's going to attract people from all over the world.
The opening is still 4 years away. It's not expected to begin operations until 2021, almost a decade behind schedule. A pilot is hospitalized after crashing his ultralight aircraft between Bixby and Coweta. The pilot was trapped in the wreckage but was able to call 911. Multiple agencies responded to the scene just over the Wagner County line last night. It appears the aircraft ran out of gas. Protests are held in Tulsa regarding DACA in both English and in Spanish.
More at risk of taking low-paying, risky jobs.
Groups gathered yesterday afternoon to rally in support of the measure allowing children illegally brought to this country to register and stay. Race relations. Tulsa, and for that matter the nation, has a long way to go. With white supremacists and neo-Nazis marching and other protesting statutes and school names, we seem, as a people, as divided as ever. Metropolitan Tulsa Baptist Church Senior Pastor Ray Owens thinks the issue is education.
In the work that I've been involved in, I've come to believe that education is the civil rights issue of our time.
He says there was a black-white achievement gap in our schools. He says by age 17, the average African-American student is 4 years behind his white counterpart. Gas prices holding steady in Tulsa at about $2.39 per gallon. This follows back-to-back hurricanes. Harvey shut down Texas refineries, and gas lines were reported in Florida as people fled Hurricane Irma. The Tulsa County Sheriff's Office is still looking for a suspect who set a patrol car on fire. That fire was in the parking lot of the Tulsa Tech campus over at Sand Springs. Officials say a surveillance camera caught the whole thing on videotape. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm, a high today of 85, tonight clear and cool, down to 58 for an overnight low. Right now here in Tulsa, it is clear and 60. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.